Another person that is from afar that was unable to be with us tonight is Professor Ian Dobigan of the University of Prince Edward Island. Ian has written for us before and published with us. He's been a supporter and a good friend of the IMFC, and he asked me to say best of luck and congratulations. Now, I'm very pleased to introduce our next guest, and my apologies for already not seeing you come in the door there. My apologies, Minister. Minister Kenny has been very supportive of the IMFC, having stopped past a number of our events in the past. I'm pleased to say that Minister Kenny actually spoke at our grand opening 5 years ago this very week as well. Many things have changed in 5 years, haven't they? Minister Kenny was first elected in 1997, representing the riding of Calgary Southeast. Previously, he held positions in various different organizations, several of which were strong, formal supporters of the family as well. Minister, thank you for your past support. Thank you for taking the time to join us in your busy schedule this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome Minister Jason Kenny.
Thank you very much, Dave. Merci beaucoup. And I'm sorry to be so inconspicuous. Normally not accused of that. I'm also sorry for my voice. I lost it this weekend bringing Lunar New Year greetings to friends in the Asian communities in Vancouver. So, gong xi fa choy, gong xi to everyone here. I'm also joined by a number of parliamentary colleagues. I see Colin Mays, Kevin Sorensen, David Anderson, John McKay, and I know Minister Tay is represented by his Chief of Staff. Andrew House is here. Any of other colleagues who are present, welcome all. Ed Fast, from MP from Abbotsford. This is an exciting opportunity to reflect on five successful years of bringing an important perspective and principles to the heart of our nation's public policy discourse here just a block from Parliament Hill, the crucible of Canadian democratic debate. And this organization for the past 5 years has helped to fill an enormous vacuum in Canada's public discourse on so many issues for so long, where issues related to the importance of family as a basic social institution were marginalized or entirely forgotten about. And every week, every month, in different ways, this institute, through the op-eds that it writes, the research papers that it publishes, the conferences that it holds, and the ideas that it presents, brings an absolutely critical perspective to a range of policy issues that we need to hear, frankly, more loudly and more consistently in Ottawa. And so it's our wish that, it's our hope that the Institute will continue to grow in its reach and its influence and its activity. You know, the very first political philosophers, the Greek classical thinkers, said that the family is the basic unit of society. It is the first of the little platoons of civil society of which Edmund Burke spoke. It is the bulwark of human liberty. It is an institution which pre-exists the state and whose prerogatives and rights come before a priori the state. These are basic truths that we too often lose sight of, especially those of us who work in government, when we perhaps allow the size and power and resources of government to seduce us into thinking that it can be the solution to all social problems that we face. We must never forget that the family is the best social program, it's the best daycare program, it's the best school, and it is that way because it operates on the principle of self-giving love, something that no government, no state, no bureaucracy can emulate. And so you bring those principles to the fore in the policy debates. I just want to encourage you as well to take the long view, as you do. You never win fundamental policy debates overnight. If you think back to the early 1970s, when people like Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Charles Murray started publishing their seminal research on the structure of the black family and the destructive impact of welfare dependency, they were outliers in the public debate. But in 1994, a Republican Congress and a Democratic president adopted sweeping welfare reforms based precisely on the insights of their research from 1972, which has fundamentally improved the quality of life for urban Americans, particularly Black Americans, in the past 16 years. When the Fraser Institute started writing about markets and fiscal responsibility in the late 1970s, they were an outlier. But by the mid-1990s, those outlying ideas had become the new conventional wisdom. And we can offer many examples of that process that often takes a decade or two to plant the seeds and to bring them to fruition. Thankfully, you are here in Ottawa. Many of the think tanks, if you will, in Canada have operated from a distance. There's an advantage to the objectivity that critical distance brings, but there's also an advantage to being right here where you can eyeball decision makers and influence them one by one. And so thank you for all of the great work that Dave, you and your team have done, often sacrificial work over the past 5 years. Please know that it is deeply appreciated. And even just knowing that the Institute is here, reminding us of the importance of family is an encouragement to many of us as parliamentarians across the partisan spectrum. Donc, on vous félicite et on vous encourage à continuer votre démarche importante à l'avenir de notre pays. We encourage you to continue this great work for the future of our country. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Minister Kenney. Words to remember and live by here. Thank you very much.